been killed over the last 2 days. The Teamsters Union will not endorse a presidential candidate this year. Internal polls showed former President Trump as the choice of the union's rank and file. Republicans in Congress, 14 of them, joined with most Democrats to defeat a short-term spending measure. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he thinks a government shutdown will be avoided. This is ABC News. Disgraced movie maker Harvey Weinstein pled not guilty to new sex assault charges in New York. The victim says he attacked her in 2006. It's a scam with a scary name, pig butchering. There's a new push from law enforcement for Congress to put new laws into place as losses mount.
The name references the practice of fattening a pig before slaughter. In this case, Americans who can end up losing their life savings. The fraudsters use dating apps or text messages to strike up a relationship with a victim, and after months of building trust, get them to send money or invest in cryptocurrency schemes. $4 billion was lost to pig butchering crypto scams last year alone.
It's ABC's Andrew Fujii. There are new calls in Great Britain to make a pint less of a pint. A pint glass in Britain is 20 ounces. It's 16 in the U.S., and health researchers say smaller glasses could help cut back on beer, since drinkers tend to focus on the number of glasses they drink. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday is important for Wisconsin's hundreds of election clerks. It's the deadline to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested one. Plus, for municipalities that will be using ballot boxes, clerks can formally open them. The use of absentee ballots has surged since the start of the pandemic. You still have time to request one. After Thursday, once you request your absentee ballot, your clerk's office has 24 hours to mail it to you. Taylor Swift's endorsement of presidential candidate Kamala Harris may coincide with a 47.5% increase in Wisconsin voter registration. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris right after the presidential debate last week, Tuesday. Since then, Wisconsin voter registration has seen an increase of more than 1,300, according to Vote.org. There is no evidence that Taylor Swift directly influenced this number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Flambeau River YMCA is well underway. We spoke with Executive Director Scott Schultz about how the progress is going and what to expect.
Anybody who's driven by on Highway 13 can see that there's been a lot of updates to the exterior. But then there's also a lot of updates happening on the interior as well, things that you can't see yet. So on the interior-wise, what you can't see is that the framing for the entire facility is up. So up, all the ductwork is up. All of the framing for drywall is up on the inside. And then on the exterior, that structural steel for our wellness center is up. It has a roof as of last week, which is crazy. I wasn't even expecting it. I was there 2 days in a row. There was no roof, and then there was a roof the next day. They put in over 100 yards of concrete in the last couple of weeks, and I don't know how many tons of structural steel, but a lot. I know that. And then we're trying to work on the finishing up that exterior before the snow flies. So we're hoping to be have the build done by April 3rd, so we can open up right around April 15th.
This full interview, along with an article, will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral mass notice for Georgia Ann Alarcon, who passed away on August 1st of 2023. The funeral mass will be held at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield on Tuesday, September 24th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This is the funeral mass notice for Georgia Ann Alarcon. Violet D. Susie Habeck, age 101, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 13th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her two sons, George Hass of Dallas, Oregon, and by John Hass of Wind Lake, further survived by two stepdaughters, Nola Mikulski of Park Falls, and by Vicki McKnight of Bonzel, California. Survived also by 17 grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, by her sister, Eunice Wehart, and by her brother, Delwood Madsen, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial Mass to be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Park Falls on Saturday, September 28th at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Saturday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Violet D. Susie Habeck, 101 of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited. He was limited.
Take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things I'm going to take the week. Just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. Highs near 80 degrees, south winds up to 25 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some could be on the strong side or have heavy rainfall, a low around 59. Friday, sunny 77.
Currently, 56 degrees.
Let's get you that keyword. Let's get you moving here today. Democracy is your keyword. So get that texted to us right now. Giving away some gold jewelry this hour. Pretty cool. And you'll be in for the Green Bay tickets on December 23rd indoors in that indoor club levels ticket. So if you've been doing this, you know what to do. Just text us a keyword democracy and you're in. If you have not entered before, here's what you do. Get that Civic Media app on your phone. It's free. You can listen to 98Q and our sister station, Trail Mix 103.1, right on your phone. It's pretty cool. That's what it'll do. It'll download all the stations with Civic Media. So you download the Civic Media app through your app store on your phone. You click on 98Q, text, democracy. You will get a text back just confirming that we are who we are. And it gives you an option if you want to go in there and do some other stuff to get a couple more entries. That's fine. If not, just take your one entry. So democracy is your keyword. Let's text it. Let's get it moving. All right.
98Q Country.
Moving might be a stretch. We're just stretching, and then we'll move. All right.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberries. still remember when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Myself in the Joshua trees.
If
we pass in the night, then just hand me a light and tell me you burn just like me. I'm a little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh and bone. Little foul, little don't know where I am. I'm a little bit holy water, but still a little bit burning man. Burning man. Still just a burn, burn, burning man. Just a burning man.
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Combs. No love in Oklahoma, apparently. 98Q Joel here. Thursday morning. Hope you are well today. A few clouds out there, but the rain shower activity, which is kind of needed, will be later tonight. After supper, anyway, it looks like. And temperatures, again, will approach the 80-degree mark. Keyword for this hour is democracy. If you haven't caught on, 7 a.m. hour, we give you a keyword. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it again all next week. And all you have to do is text that to us. You're automatically in for the hourly drawings, which include gold jewelry and cash. Good old cash, $100. $100. It's gold jewelry this hour. The next time we do it later this morning will be the $100. And then every entry you put in, every time you enter, even if you don't win the hourly drawing, you're going to be in for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the green and gold take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd. So democracy is the keyword. Text that to us right now and you're in. It's pretty simple. If you have not done this yet, Civic Media app is where you go through. Just download it to your Android or iPhone. You'll have access to 98Q and Trail Mix 103.1 on there, which is nice because high school football and basketball and stuff, local any coverage we do, you know, you can listen to it on the app, unless it's the Packers and the Brewers, and they just don't let us do that. But everything else is on there. So you tap on, you put that Civic Media app on your phone, you tap on 98Q Country, text democracy. That's your keyword. Then you're all set for the rest of the keywords, which Travis will have later this morning, and Gray and Travis will have a couple yet this afternoon. If you love monster trucks, if I said monster trucks and you went, huh, monster trucks? Monster trucks, the Nitro Tour of Monster Trucks is coming to New Richmond on Saturday night. A couple hours plus away, I know, but this is pretty cool. This is the real deal. And we've got a two packs of four tickets that'll not only get you in for the event, but it'll also get you into the pit pass party ahead of time. So you got to have a ticket and you got to have a pit pass to get to that party. That includes photos and autographs from the drivers and all that stuff. Pretty nice. So all you need to do is go to our 98Q Country Facebook page. You know, like it or follow us if you want to, but go to our 98Q Country Facebook page and you'll see the Nitro post on there. You might have to go a couple of posts down because there's a couple of the things that have been posted since we did this yesterday. But you'll see the big Nitro truck logo there. And just comment. Just comment in there, you know, enter me in for the tickets or love the monster trucks or just, you know, just grunt, just whatever. Just a comment as long as you send it to us. You'll be in at noon today. We'll draw for the 2 4 packs. So you have plenty of time to plan for Saturday's event. That's pretty nice. By the way, you can Google that, Monster Truck Nitro Tour. And you can Google, and it shows the one right there in New Richmond. So we got that going on here this morning. Brewers have clinched the National League Central Division back-to-back three times in 4 years. Because of the, I don't want to say lack of success, but of course they haven't been to the World Series, we forget sometimes that the Packers have, you know, had real good success lately. And is there any doubt? I agree with Randy. By the way, Randy Kunch put a post on Facebook saying that Pat Murphy, is there any doubt that he's coach of the year? If he's not coach of the year, then there's something going on because the Brewers were supposed to be trash this year. They were not supposed to be good at all. A lot of young players got rid of Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff out for the year. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw this coming for the Brewers this year. So he will be, well, even if he's not, he is my coach of the year. Brewers coming up today. They got a little work left to do, though. They're trying to catch one of the two teams ahead of them to get a bye in that first round, which would be nice. Not have to play that best two out of three for the first round. How about a little presidential fact of the day to get the day going here?
And now for our presidential fact of the day. America.
Election is 6 weeks from Tuesday. We'll be doing the whole presidential election thing. So the presidential fact of the day is the role of the First Lady. The role of the First Lady has traditionally belonged to the wife of the President of the United States, but there have been several cases in our country's history in which the First Lady of the United States was not actually married to the president. In fact, that's been the case a dozen times. Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, the president's wife, had passed away, and the role of the first lady was filled in by the president's daughter, niece, or daughter-in-law. James Buchanan was the only bachelor president and was, in fact, heavily rumored to possibly be gay, but that's another generation. So his first lady was a niece, Harriet Lane. He became her legal guardian after she was orphaned as a youngster. So both Chester A. MacArthur, or Chester MacArthur, that's an old Packer running back, isn't it? Whoops. Chester A. Arthur. Chester A. I just made Chester MacArthur a president. Chester A. Arthur and Grover Cleveland had their sister as a first lady. So recently, you can go back all the way to Carter, even Nixon. Just go back. I mean, recently there's always been the wife, but there has been a dozen times where there has not been a wife due to whatever reason. So I think that's a pretty good presidential fact of the day. You're welcome. The fact that I just made former Packer Chester MacArthur a president is even bigger news. CompleteRainGutter.com. Maybe your rain gutters aren't doing well. Maybe that ice last winter kind of ripped them up a little bit, and you're just looking at them like, what am I going to do? Check out CompleteRainGutter.com. They'll give you a quote and let you know what they can do for you. They've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. CompleteRainGutter.com. Again, your keyword is democracy. Get that to us here before the 8 a.m. hour to be in for the gold jewelry we're giving away this hour and for the Green Bay tickets on the 23rd. Packers, by the way, going 12 noon again this Sunday. I'm going to be live at Wheelway tomorrow. Good to be live. We'll be there from 10 to 1 talking with about the big sale going on. Boy, if you need a vehicle, just swing on by Wheelway and see what they got in there. They have a real nice selection of vehicles. People are taking advantage of that all week. And if you got that flyer, if you're one of the lucky people who got one of those flyers in the mail, there's one out there. They sent out 40,000 of them, and one of those is worth $20,000. Just there's no doubt if one is worth $20,000. It's just a matter of if you bring it in or not. So stop on in there. They'll give you $5 just for your time at the very least. You may win one of the other prizes, too, at Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. Don't delay, because that sale will run through today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday. Monday will be the final day for that sale. We will chat a little Shawamigan Schools. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, will be in about 7:45 to do that. Twice an hour news and sports. Let's do that right now at 7:31.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Credit card debt and home loans could get less expensive after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the first time since 2020. News of the half a percentage point cut was celebrated at the White House.
It's a moment of progress. I think that's how we see this. And also a recognition of how far we have come.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the administration says the U.S. was not involved in the explosions targeting Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies across Lebanon. More than 30 people have been killed over the last 2 days. The Teamsters Union will not endorse a presidential candidate this year. Internal polls showed former President Trump as the choice of the union's rank and file. Republicans in Congress, 14 of them, joined with most Democrats to defeat a short-term spending measure. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he thinks a government shutdown will be avoided. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday is important for Wisconsin's hundreds of election clerks. It's the deadline to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested one. Plus, for municipalities that will be using ballot boxes, clerks can formally open them. Use of absentee ballots has surged since the start of the pandemic. You still have time to request one. After Thursday, once you request your absentee ballot, your clerk's office has 24 hours to mail it to you. Taylor Swift's endorsement of presidential candidate Kamala Harris may coincide with a 47.5% increase in Wisconsin voter registration. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris right after the presidential debate last week, Tuesday. Since then, Wisconsin voter registration has seen an increase of more than 1,300, according to Vote.org. There is no evidence that Taylor Swift directly influenced this number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom has announced grant support of agriculture literacy projects. The program has awarded $5,000 to educators and agriculture literacy programs. Grant dollars will support innovative core curricular activities that incorporate agriculture concepts while helping students meet academic standards and develop career readiness skills. Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom coordinator Beth Schaefer said, quote, "Agriculture is one of Wisconsin's largest sectors, providing nearly one in every nine jobs in our state. We are excited to support educators working to grow student achievement while introducing students to skills and jobs needed to produce the food and fiber that we rely on every day." End quote. Groups, schools, and educators can apply for up to $500 as part of the Agriculture in the Classroom, Ag in All Classrooms grant program. I'm Austin Brumet, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited. He was limited.
Take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to, you know, take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
And on the local sports schedule today, cross country of Butternut is at South Shore for their first conference meet today. And the middle school girls basketball team of Butternut will be at Ashland for a 4:30 contest today. Meanwhile, the Shawamigan has the JV volleyball team at home at Hurley, and that'll be a 5:30 start time for that contest today.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Fall is here at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Explore vibrant mums, pumpkins, and all your fall favorites. Enjoy Cedar Crest ice cream flavors like pumpkin pie and deep dish apple pie on our beautiful butterfly terrace and stroll along the new Hummingbird Boardwalk. Don't miss the December gift certificate sale, $100 for $60. Visit them off of Highway East and Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Open daily 8:30 to 6, Sundays till 5, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Come for nature's beauty and stay for the ice cream.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Attention, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Time to get the kids' new shoes for school. But what about your car? Get your vehicle fall ready with new tires from D&D Tire and Auto Center. They've got everything you need to tackle whatever Mother Nature throws your way, including free lifetime rotations with any tire purchase and fluid frill protection available. Make sure your college-bound kids are safe with maintenance before they head out. Find truck accessories to full engine work and now marine and power sports service. D&D Tire and Auto has you covered. Don't forget their award program. Buy 5 oil changes and get the next one free. Find them on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Not a bad little morning out there, a little cloud cover, but the rain expected to hold off for the most part till later on in the day. After supper, we've got our weekly update of what's going on at the Shawamigan Schools. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, joining us. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
Well, we are basking in the final few days of summer here. It's coming. We're not going to quite ice over the rink yet outside.
No, Mr. Keefe has not started the rink yet. I think he felt a little burned last year with the way the weather worked and trying to get the rink going.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's find out what's happening in the latest from the Shawamigan School.
Well, we do have a paraprofessional position that's open. We do need a middle school wrestling coach.
And for those, again, who aren't familiar, paraprofessional is kind of a new term.
Classroom aide.
Yeah, classroom aide. And a lot of people can qualify for that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Of course, we're always looking for substitute teachers and paraprofessional aides, bus drivers, and cooks. And if you're interested in any of those, please contact us over at the district office. One item, just at my beginning of the school year reminder, Joel, is watch out for the buses on the roads in the morning and the evening. And when those flashing red lights come on, make sure to stop. Let the kids pass safely. A couple of things happening across the entire district tomorrow. Picture retake day. So if you didn't get your picture taken the first time around, or if you want a different picture, tomorrow is retake day. And so that will be happening in both buildings, up at the North and South campuses. At the high school, today, letter jacket ordering for any student interested in a letter jacket.
Just went to my 40-year class reunion a couple weeks ago. My wife wore my letter jacket.
Wow.
Yeah. Still in really good shape. So yeah.
I put mine on and a little snug. I think I can get my arms in it.
It's definitely something cool to have for memories for years down the road, no doubt about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. As well, sophomores interested in class rings next week on the 26th. That will be happening. And our seniors, the class of 2025, also on the 26th to start ordering any graduation supplies, that cap and gown and tassel, all those fun things. Let's see what else we got going on here, Joel. I lost my place on my list for a moment. We've got an intro to technology, or intro to technology students are going to be attending a construction career fair coming up. We've got starting to talk homecoming. That's happening in October, the week of October 7th through the 11th. So a little later in the year this year, but
yeah.
We've got a student council that's reformed this year, and they're going to be doing the planning and all the activities. So maybe we can get those kids in here and talk to you one morning.
Certainly.
And then just a few athletic events happening. Our JV volleyball is versus Hurley this evening. Football at Flambeau at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, cross country at Wausau East on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. JV football is going to have a game at home on Monday, and it's going to be Northwood Solon Springs, and that's going to be at 5 o'clock. As well, volleyball will be playing Le Coup d'Oreille on Monday, the 23rd.
Final home game, I think.
Final home game, very early in the season to have that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we can pull a home playoff game. That would be exciting.
Yes.
That would be several weeks from now yet. And then cross country on the 24th at Spencer and volleyball on the 24th at Phillips. A big evening for our volleyball program that evening. And rounding out the week next week with football at home against Athens.
Those sports schedules are on the school site, csdk12.net. Yeah, they have laid them out day by day. So, again, and if they're interested in any of the career opportunities, too, they can do that.
csdk12.net. And then just a final shout-out to our elementary school parents, our Puck Falls elementary school parents, in the drop-off lane. That's been running smoothly in the pickup lane, so thank you for that as well.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for our Shawamigan Schools, comes in each Thursday morning right around this time to get you updated. Our keyword again this morning, you got just a few minutes left here till 8 o'clock to get us the keyword democracy. Text that to us through the Civic Media app, and you'll be in for this hour's hourly prize, which is gold jewelry, by the way, and in for the Green Bay tickets on December 23rd, so get the keyword democracy to us right now.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at RenaissanceFest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. Highs near 80 degrees, south winds up to 25 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, some could be on the strong side or have heavy rainfall, a low around 59. Friday, sunny 77.
Currently 56 degrees.
98Q Country.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time.
Born to Fly, 98Q, just a few minutes to get us that keyword democracy for this hour. Another one later on this morning, but the keyword is democracy. Text that to us right now. And you're in for gold jewelry this hour, cash later on, and the Green Bay tickets for December 23rd. If you haven't done so, download the Civic Media app, hit 98Q. You got to do that on your phone. Civic Media app, 98Q, text democracy, and you're in. Just like that. Did you... hear Matt LaFleur yesterday. I'm not saying he's a little bit testy after losing Jordan Love, but a clip yesterday from the press conference when they were asking about Jordan Love and his, you know, exactly what he did at practice yesterday.
So what was Jordan able to do for you today?
He was limited, Bill.
So, was he able to do team?
He was limited.
So it's yes or no on team?
He was limited.
Team?
He was limited. Take that however you want.
He's limited. All right, he was just limited. You kind of get the feeling that Matt LaFleur is just kind of got the opinion just like, all right, we just paid him. We just paid Jordan Love like $50 zillion a year. All right? We can't go out and get anybody else. All right? We can't go out and get a Ryan Tannehill. We can't afford $8, $10, $15 million. We can't go out and get somebody else. There's a salary cap in football. So he's like, you just feel the attitude of, this is what it is. Just don't irritate me about it. Because Matt LaFleur knows that if Jordan Love doesn't play a high percentage of the snaps this year, that the Packers aren't going anywhere. And he knows that. Packer fans know that. It's not going to happen this year if Jordan Love isn't out there. So even after last week's win, you just had the feeling that Matt LaFleur was just like, how did we win that game? How did we possibly come off the field with a victory in that contest? But they managed to do it. So that could be a big win down the stretch if Jordan Love indeed gets healthy and is able to stay on the field the entire year. And again, part two of that, Jordan Love did it for the second half of last year. I mean, we're not sitting here talking Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, that we know exactly who Jordan Love is, because we don't. We really don't know yet. But we do know that with the other quarterbacks in the camp, they're trying as hard as they can, that it's not going to be pretty if Jordan Love isn't the man out in the field. So it's not looking good that he's going to play this Sunday. He's in, what did you say, Mr. LaFleur? What was that again?
So what was Jordan able to do for you today?
He was limited.
So he's limited. Bill. Limited.
So, was he able to do team?
He was limited.
So he's limited.
Yeah. So it's yes or no on team?
He was limited.
He's limited.
Team?
He was limited. Take that however you want.
It's kind of like getting older. We're all just getting very limited.
Hello, this is Lena from Northern Pines Resort. Join us Friday evenings 4 p.m. for the seafood buffet or Saturday and Sunday mornings 7 a.m. for our breakfast buffet on beautiful Butternut Lake.
Fill your summer savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Pocket $100 off their 100 series single spindles. Save $250 on their single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series. Multiple spindles now $750 off. Take advantage of $1,200 off selected flex wings chopped out. $300 off on all hay tools. $250 off on all tillers. Bush Hog, where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. Go to NemethImplement.com or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Play at the lake that pays this summer at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Win thousands of dollars instantly on the hottest slot machines in the North Woods or at our sizzling blackjack or poker tables. Don't forget to join the Lake Club and receive up to $200 free play. And download the Lake of the Torches Slots app for free online games. Satisfy your appetite with all-you-can-eat buffets or mouth-watering entrees. Then let your night come alive with fabulous entertainment. Summer's more fun at the lake.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 98Q Country.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win our statewide contest with 98Q Country.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
98Q Country.
That blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back.